This is Henri Ghent interviewing John Rodin, sculptor. John, were you born in the South?
Yes, I was. In fact, it was Birmingham, Alabama, the dear old deep South.
Do you remember the date?
It was March 13th, 1918. My mother said, Friday the 13th. I consider it a very lucky day.
Most people don't, you know.
Lucky for me. She said it was lucky, too.
Were you an only child?
No, there were two brothers and four sisters, a total of eight.
A total of eight? You had two brothers and four sisters, and yourself, that would be seven.
Yes, I'm sorry, I have a sister also that died very young.
Oh, I see, okay. I see. But you were eight
yes,
and all.
That was
I
eight
see.
And all.
I see. Tell me, are your parents still alive?
My mother is. My father's dead. He died several years ago.
What age is your mother?
I really couldn't tell you. I don't know.
No?
Really, I never keep up with birthdays, and I really don't know.
Is she in good health?
She's in good health.
Good, because she still lives.
She may be much younger than I might say, so I'd rather not.
Does she still live in the South?
No, we have a home down south, but she is now in Detroit. She visits between Detroit and Chicago quite often. It's hard for me to keep up with her.
Does she come to New York very often?
She says no. She has not been to New York.
She has no desire to come.
None at all. In fact, years ago, my grandmother came to New York just to give you an idea how independent and strong-minded they, everyone in the family. My mother came to, grandmother came to New York, and I was not at home. I was at a studio in Manhattan, downtown, and the fellow there at the studio said that I would be expected in 15 or 20 minutes because that was the time I usually get home. She waited 5 minutes and said, he may change his mind, may not be, and I'd rather not wait for him. That was her first trip to New York, and she wouldn't wait 10 minutes. I came 10 minutes later.
Obviously, you weren't expecting that.
No, no, no.
Why is that?
Well, statement, she wants to make a trip, or any member of our family make a trip, they just make it.
Without any prior notice or anything?
Sometime planning is very good and sometimes it's very bad. You plan, you never do sometime. You just do and it will be done.
Did you inherit this fortune or misfortunate quality?
Well, when you look at my record of traveling, we'll probably get into that later on. I'm sure I did.
Were either of your parents artistic?
Well, I think several members of my family claim to have talent of some sort. It may not be, say, as a sculptor, but maybe painting. My grandmother did like to draw, and she did quite a number of interesting design and quilt work. My grandfather was in business, more or less. I don't know, my father was more interested in engineering, basically, and he used to make some of the weirdest we used to say contraption for models for machinery that could be used and gears and whatnot. And it was kind of interesting.
But so, did he work as an engineer?
No, 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 he did not. He was a fireman on the railroad. I think he was first a brakeman, then moved up to a fireman, and he had a chance to get into another higher position, and of course, he naturally being down south, he was barred.
When did he pass away, and how?
Well, it was quite a number of years ago, and I think it was an accident. That was the claim that was sent to my parents, that there was an accident, railroad accident. That was it happened over a bridge in some parts of Mississippi. As I vaguely recall, it was a place called Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I think it is such a place.
It is.
And the report that was an explosion.
Do you have any idea what caused the explosion?